Unit 7. How to get the poor off our conscience. John Kenneth Galbraith.
I would like to reflect on one of the oldest of human exercises, the process by which, over the years, and indeed over the centuries, we have undertaken to get the poor off our conscience. Rich and poor have lived together, always uncomfortably, and sometimes perilously, since the beginning of time. Plutarch was led to say, "An imbalance between the rich and poor is the oldest and most fatal ailment of republics." And the problems that arise from the continuing coexistence of affluence and poverty, and particularly the process by which good fortune is justified in the presence of the ill fortune of others, have been an intellectual preoccupation for centuries. They continue to be so in our own time. One begins with the solution proposed in the Bible. The poor suffer in this world, but are wonderfully rewarded in the next. Their poverty is a temporary misfortune. If they're poor and also meek, they eventually will inherit the earth. This is, in some ways, an admirable solution. It allows the rich to enjoy their wealth while envying the poor their future fortune. Much, much later, in the 20 or 30 years following the publication in 1776 of The Wealth of Nations, the late dawn of the Industrial Revolution in Britain, the problem and its solution began to take on their modern form. Jeremy Bentham, a near contemporary of Adam Smith, came up with the formula that for perhaps 50 years was extraordinarily influential in British and, to some degree, American thought. This was utilitarianism.